Town Brewery regular meeting for June 11th, 2012 will come to order. Please turn off silence electronic devices. Mr. Andre, would you listen to pledge?
Yes, sir. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember O'Leary.
Here.
Councilmember Bushrod.
Here.
Councilmember Abear.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Geisler.
Here.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Moore.
Here. We're supposed to have a presentation from Pee Wee Berthelot tonight.
We've got fish all nervous, they're not here yet.
Okay, we'll go back to that when they get here. We have the minutes for the meeting of May the 14th. Do I hear any corrections or motion to accept?
Move to accept the minutes.
Mr. Geisler.
Second.
Second, Mr. Abear. Is there any comments from the audience? Audience. Hearing none, is there, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Okay, committee reports, Public Works, I'll go over a few things later in my report, but planning and zoning, consider preliminary plat of Orleans West subdivision. As you can see, we have one posted there. Each council member has a life-size copy. Based on the comments from the planning commission, the right-of-way that was removed right here has been put back in. That's the only thing. The other one was the thing to do with the fire hydrant, but that's a construction drawing thing. But it was the only real change, and it changed a lot of arrangement. But as far as I'm concerned, it's acceptable like it is. So if there's any discussion from the council, I'll open it to the council for their consideration.
Should that not read final plat?
Preliminary? Yeah.
Final after they do all the approvals.
After they finish it, they come back and they submit it for a final plat. When that's signed, then they can sell lots. And as a matter for information, if there are no major changes during construction, then it doesn't need a public hearing for final plat. But that's to be determined. It depends on how it goes. So with that,
what is the status on the punch list?
Well, I'm going to go over that after we talk about the preliminary plat.
Okay.
But the status is far along, and we're going to probably get through it tomorrow. I can't say with certainty.
Move.
Ms. Andre, move acceptance. Second, Mr. O'Leary. Any comments from the audience? Yes, sir. Come on.
I'm Rusty, 1755 Orleans Quarter Drive. Just a question to the council and a few comments. First, I guess this went before the P&Z, do I understand that correctly?
Yes, it was.
Okay, so
it was recommended favorably with that one thing that put those right-of-ways back.
So that was on a public hearing for the P&Z?
Yeah.
The only thing that I'd like to ask the council is, if it's moving forward, I'm assuming this is the final approval from the council itself on the preliminary plat, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. If there would be the opportunity for me to please speak with the council just one more time on consideration of not moving forward with this development based on several issues that were discussed last year whenever the preliminary plat came forth. Those issues that I want to discuss, number one would be, and most concerned would be, a public safety issue. The infrastructure leading into Orleans Quarters Drive, as mentioned before, is certainly inadequate. I don't think having an additional 84 homes, 164 plus vehicles traveling on a roadway that is inadequate is very good for the town. And I think it's a true public safety concern. I mean, if someone gets injured based on a development of this nature, I think it just reflects poorly on our decisions on going forward. The other item is that in the ordinance itself, when it discussed having blocks as part of the development, it says that blocks are not to exceed 800 feet. It was of the opinion at the time, I think, that the council considered a right-of-way to be a block. And my concern is that a block is a navigable piece of property and a right-of-way is not. Furthermore, the block, if you consider the right-of-way to be the block, the one at the very end of the development by the cul-de-sac certainly isn't 800 feet, therefore would require a variance. But this is going forth with no variances being submitted. So therefore, it would be at the discretion of the council to approve the variance, which I would hope they would not. The other item was a cul-de-sac, is not to exceed 500 feet. With this having a cul-de-sac at the end of the road, and the ordinance indicating that it's not to exceed 500 feet, this is well over a mile, and therefore that would require another variance, which I would hope they would not approve as well. And then lastly is, underneath the ordinance we're discussing the subdivision, it talks about the width of the street. I need clarification on, does the street width include a servitude, or is the street width the street itself?
Street itself.
Okay. The street itself says it has to be 50 feet.
Oh, no, it's a 50-foot right-of-way. The street width is, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't understand that either. In the ordinance, what it says is it talks about what a common street is, what a main artery is, and then it gives examples of those. And then it talks about street width, and it specifically states the width of the street, and it says 50 feet in order to develop a subdivision. Well, we're well underneath the 50-foot allowance for that street. And I mean, even today, going home, traveling, north of Bogue is beyond any question. That is well underneath that. Even Orleans Quarters Drive is at 21 feet. So it's well underneath this 50 foot, which therefore is another variance. I keep looking at the at this development coming forth with the 82 to 84 homes at a 1,200 square foot minimum requirement. And then I looked at the other developments that arose in Brule with the Oaks, with the gated community by the Oaks. With the last one, which is kind of old now, but I guess, which is on West St. Francis, or East St. Francis, I guess it is. None of the developments that were brought forth came in with a 1,200-foot restriction. They all were very nice developments. And to approve such a development of this, I think it's kind of contradictory about what the town has been allowing about good growth. So I really ask for the council to really search their horn and do what I think is a notable thing, is to really take these into consideration before making a hasty decision on allowing this to go forth. I mean, if anyone has small children still, certainly you have grandkids perhaps, you'll understand what I mean when I talk about the public safety issue. It is certainly a concern. So that's all I have. I appreciate the opportunity to speak, and I thank you for that.
Thank you, Russ. Anyone else?
Yes, sir. I'd just like to clarify a couple of misinterpretations.
No, I'm not arguing.
I'm just saying what the street width means. It says lot line to lot line.
Okay. That's not a 50-foot street anywhere near here.
Right.
It's
lot line to lot line. Doesn't say it has to be paved.
Right. Anyone else like to speak? Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is any additional motion? Hearing none, roll call vote, please. Yes means approval, no means disapproval of the preliminary plat.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Yes.
Councilmember Abraham.
Yes.
Councilmember Neesler.
Yes.
Councilmember O'Lynn.
Yes.
Councilmember Andre.
Yes.
Okay, at this time, I'd like to discuss something with the council that came up rather late in the game. I had assumed that the construction drawings, which are required to be approved by the council, would be ready for this meeting, and they would in turn be on the agenda. As of last week, they were not ready. The town, along with its engineer, had submitted several comments on the construction drawings as to, you know, different things that we had an issue with. And from that, I put together a punch list which detailed every item and every response to that item. Notwithstanding my thought that it would be completed, it was not completed when we made the agenda out last Thursday. I received a call from the developer this afternoon at 4:30, and sometimes in the middle of the afternoon, this afternoon, the, what is alleged to be the final set of construction drawings with all the corrections made on them were delivered to the office. Wayne and I obviously didn't have time to review them this afternoon, and certainly not enough time for me to come here with confidence and say that they were in the condition they need to be in. So, when the developer called me, he offered the services of Sean to come to the town hall tomorrow, and we would go page by page, item by item, through the punch list items that we have to get the construction drawings up to snuff. And, I believe, considering the items we have, none of them are controversial, they're just items that need to be corrected, mistakes that have been made and all that. I feel like that by the end of the day tomorrow, there's a likelihood that the construction drawings will be in a shape to approve. Well, what does that mean? That means the way that happens is the mayor comes forward to the council and recommends the construction drawings for approval, which means that if my guess is right, and you know, it might not, that tomorrow afternoon after he leaves, then we'll be putting together an agenda for a special meeting on Wednesday, because we're certainly not going to wait another month to approve them, because it's a tremendous economic impact on him with nothing to be gained, because they're not going to change in a month. So leave it up to the council. If you want to, we can have a special meeting. I'll call it when I'm positive the construction drawings are in shape, or you can amend the agenda, put that on the agenda, and authorize me approving the construction drawings pending the completion of the punch list and all items being correct, in which case I will notify the contractor, the developer, that the drawings are, I'll notify the engineer that the drawings are acceptable and that they can move forward with construction. So, I'm not trying to pressure y'all, I'm just telling you that we're going to have to have a special meeting within the next couple of days, more than likely, certainly this week, I would think. If you want to do that, we can do that. It'll be like at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, none of the audience will be here, so, we can do whatever y'all want to do. So, maybe that's up to you.
The few items left are minor items?
Yeah, well, they all need to be corrected. I guess that was about 40 or so to begin with. We're down to like less than 10, I would say. Sean?
Probably five.
Some of them are, most of them are just us verifying that what we told them to do with the drawings are actually put on the drawings. But we need to, what Wayne and I don't want to do is just turn to page 5 and look at that one item and make everything's fine on that one. We kind of want to look at the whole thing in the big picture and make sure everything is the way it should be. And I just didn't feel comfortable about just looking at those items this afternoon and hurry up in here and recommend something I don't feel good about. So, but they're all minor. There's nothing controversial where there's a two opinions. It's changing things to what was agreed to. Some of them are minor, like a number of the desk point in the wrong place. Others are changing wording in a note to be more clear about things and stuff like that. And I've been sending the punch list out to anybody who wanted it, so everybody knows. Y'all know what's transpired on each one of them. Not like it's new stuff. Nothing's changed since the last time I sent it to you. Maybe a week, and a half. Except them working on getting them corrected. So it's up to you. You'll have to amend the agenda, which will need to be a unanimous vote. And if you do that, then the only purpose for doing that would be to authorize me to go forward after the punch list.
I move we amend the agenda.
Okay, move on to some easements.
Second.
Make on Mr. O'Lynn. Any discussion from the audience? Any discussion from the council?
I just think that in view of the interest in this development, that we should have a meeting.
Okay. Well, if you vote no, that's a we can do that. Let's have a roll call vote. Roll call.
Okay, Councilmember Abel.
Yes.
Councilmember Neesler.
Yes.
Councilmember O'Brien?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
No.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
No.
Okay. Next item on the agenda, the Finance Committee, and I don't know of anything, except we do the budget later on. Personnel Committee, nothing that I'm aware of. Recreation Committee, nothing I'm aware of. Police Committee, nothing I'm aware of. Governmental Affairs, nothing I'm aware of. Vetoed ordinances, there are none. Next one is ordinance number 3 of 2011-2012 budget adjustment. We discussed in committee last week the items as submitted. You can look on your sheet, and if there's a box around it, that means it was changed from what was submitted last time based on y'all's comments. We upped the estimated budget to $90,000 on licenses, which is $10,000 more than, yeah, it started at 80, and we're actually going to collect 90, so that's a good thing. And professional fees, we upped that by another $10,000 because primarily because the review of the Orleans West subdivision has been more extensive than we had thought, more than likely because of the detention ponds and all those kind of reviews. So with that, I'll just, if there's any comments or questions or whatever from the council, or do I hear a motion?
I move we accept those.
With the change.
Second.
Moved by Ms. Bourgeois, second by Mr. Olin. Any discussion from the council? Oh, don't I have, this is an ordinance, I have to have a public hearing. Okay, well, I'm going to open the public hearing at this time for ordinance number 3 for the budget adjustments. And you should have in your packages, each one of you have one for the, you know, for your information. The budget adjustments, by the way, the net of them comes out $180,600 to the good for the town, so that's a good thing. Any comments from the, well, public hearing is open. Any comments from the, yeah, public? Hearing none, I'll close the public hearing, turn it over to council for consideration. Any discussion from the council? Okay, let's get a roll call vote.
Councilmember Meisler?
Yes.
Councilmember Olin?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Abear?
Yes.
Okay, the next item is ordinance number 4, 2012, to make appropriations for the expenses of the town of Brule for 2012-2013 and provide relative to expenditures of said appropriations. And that would be the budget for the town operating budget. Again, if you look in the agendas that I have out there, I was by law required a month ago to submit a letter and a budget to the council. Last week in committee, we discussed several items. Now, the boxes, the extensive number of boxes you see in the left-hand corner, which says 2011-2012, are simply a reflection of the budget adjustments we just passed. So those are, you know, they're just a restatement of what we just passed a few minutes ago. The estimated amount for in the middle, there's one change is because of the licensing thing. But the one that really counts is the one in the right-hand column, which is the budget for proposed for 2012-2013, which is what you're really working on. And the only major change was reducing a special project roads from $300,000 to $150,000. And as you can see, bumping the licensing income up from 80 to 90. And other than that, everything is the same as submitted. So with that, I will turn it over to the council. Oh, sorry about that. I will open the public hearing for ordinance number 4, budget appropriations for the town. The public hearing is now open. Any comments from the public? Hearing none, I will close the public hearing and turn it over to council for discussion and or motion.
On benefit of some people who may not have been here last week, explaining about the capital outlay, I'm pretty sure that we're going to get that.
Well, I'm going to talk about that later.
Okay.
But it's in the budget as an item that will be expenditure this year annually. I'll do it now. A couple of years ago, we started the process of trying to get a capital outlay from the state legislature for the purposes of building a police station, a new police station, and then there'll be a building behind it for storage, and as a result of maintenance being moved, they're going to expand their building, be that it may. Last budget year, the legislature approved $100,000 for us to get the drawings done, get the architectural work done. That will probably be done in November, certainly by December. So we went back to talk to our delegation and everybody else, and as you know, things aren't too rosy at the Capitol, but some way, somehow, they approved in House Bill number 2, the rest of the money. The total project cost is $3.3 million, so they approved the rest of it because it's a, the town is in it. It's a sharing thing. We have to put up 20%, 25% of it, and they put up 75%. But anyway, so it's been approved to the legislature, and there's a significant amount of money this year, this budget year, and the following budget year for our share of the cost of the building. So it's very good news. We're going to be spending money, but at the completion of that, we'll have a brand-new police station, a 13-year-old town hall, and we'll be in great shape equipment-wise and all those other things. So very large amounts of money should not have to be spent for a very, very long time in town group. And with that, that's the part on there that says grants and, grants, capital outlay, so that'll be our share for this year, $55,000. So, still open for the council for discussion and consideration.
Move we accept ordinance number 4, 2012.
With the only change being the two items, the licensing and the road. Okay, move by Mr. Lynn. Second by Mr. Abear. Further discussion? Further discussion? Any comments from the audience? Comments from the audience? Okay, roll call vote.
Councilmember O'Leary?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Bushwick?
Yes.
Councilmember Abear?
Yes.
Councilmember Musa?
Yes.
Okay, ordinance number 5 of 2012 to make appropriation for the expenses of the town sewer system, 2012, 2013, and to provide relative to the expenditure of said appropriations. And same thing applies there, except last week in our budget, in our committee meetings, we had no changes. It appears to be as submitted. I will have to point out to the public, I already pointed out to the council and committee, that we are once again projecting a deficit this year in the sewer system, which means you got to do something. And something sometimes turns out to be a rate increase. Don't know if that'll happen. I'm dealing with a guy right now to talk about refinancing our bonds, and we're not sure whether that's, he's going to be able to tell, he will be able to tell us whether it's worth the money or not. And this year's a little bit of an unusual year because we're buying a truck. We've never bought a truck for the sewer system, but we're going to buy one. It's going to last for a long time. But be that as it may, we probably need to look at it. I promised the council last week I'm going to put some numbers together and string things out for the next 10 or 15 years and see where we're at. If necessary, we'll have to, I will recommend an increase. If it's not necessary, I won't. This is my personal opinion. When the council back in the 80s built this sewer system, they did one of the biggest favors ever in the history of this town. We get sewer for almost nothing. If you don't believe that, go ask Baton Rouge. And we have a system that has almost no moving parts and is going to last us for a very, very long time. So we need to continue keeping it up, and we will. But that's a dead story for another day. But right now, I want to open the public hearing for the budget for the sewer system. Any comments from the public? Any comments from the public?
Does the increase in the budget have anything to do with the development?
No. Not at all.
Nothing to do with that?
Zero. Well, it does, actually. It's more income. It's no expense to zero. Developer puts in all the improvements, and we don't even have a lift station out of it, so we didn't have to maintain that. It won't cost any electricity. So that's the huge advantage of all the land flows away from the river, and we have a gravity-fed system. I mean, it's just a wonderful system. And we're so lucky. You know, Sinclair sold us or gave us the land, whatever they did way back in the woods, and that pond is huge, and it's not even being challenged right now. So I think we're going to put 3 aerators in there. That's another story I'll tell you all about later. But it won't cost us, it'll make us money, but it won't cost us anything. It's very rare today. Any other comments from the audience? Hearing none, I'll close the public hearing, turn it over to council for consideration.
Man, just one thing in the packet that some people may not be able to read, but that ending balance was 11 or 12. It looks like it was proposed or something, but the correct number, you see how it's...
I got 1019547.
It was kind of crunched.
It was? Okay. Well, we didn't want them to know we had $1 million.
That was the end.
Okay. Sorry. All right, council, it's up to you.
Move we accept the proposed budget.
Set.
It was set.
Oh, you will set.
Take a pick.
Move by Mr. Abraham, second, or Mr. Neesler. Before we vote, any comments from the audience? Hearing none, any discussion from council? Roll call.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Bushel?
Yes.
Councilmember Abraham?
Yes.
Councilmember Neesler?
Yes.
Councilmember O'Neal?
Yes.
Introduction of ordinances, I'm not aware of any. Resolutions and commendations, resolution number 2, to appoint Don Reveal as our auditor for the 11-12 budget. Move on, Ms. Bourgeois. Second, Mr. O'Neal. Any comments from the audience? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. Ayes have it. Department reports, fire department chief. Glad to see you here. In case y'all don't know, he's out of bed with pneumonia, and if I had to guess, with that hard ball head of his, he's probably not supposed to be out of bed, but he's here. Go ahead. Don't mind me. Pay attention to doctors. He's certainly not going to pay attention to me.
Fire department's report for the month of May. First aid calls inside the town, we had 9. Outside the town, we had 12. Fire calls inside the town, we had 2. One was on St. Francis, and the other was on American Way. The other was outside. One was on St. Francis, overheated motor. Outside of Tower American Way, we had one there. We had a trash fire and a passenger vehicle on fire. Motor vehicle crashes for the month with 3. Total for the month was 31. Total for the year was 156.
Any questions or comments? All right, Chief, thank you very much. Next is Police Department, Chief.
On month of May, we had 5 wrecks, 5 bench warrant arrests, 2 were for Brewley, 3 for West Baton Rouge, 1 domestic abuse case, 1 damage to property, 1 theft, which was gas, 1 attempted burglary on Abar Street, 3 assisting other agencies, 2 were at us, 1 West Baton Rouge, 1 juvenile matter, 8 traffic arrests, 14 miscellaneous calls consisting of 2 hit and runs, harassing phone calls, civil matters, and some improper texting. We had 40 calls for the month, wrote 178 citations with 223 violations.
Any questions or comments?
Chief, I want to thank Officer Southhorn, and was it Fontenot with him that day or Falcon?
Falcon.
And Officer Falcon for professionally and efficiently helping with a situation last week. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
How has the speed limit on LA 1 affected the traffic citations?
Slowing down in Addis, you talking about?
Yeah.
It's actually, it hadn't changed any for us. It's about the same. I'm sure if Addis, their numbers have probably changed, but it really hasn't affected us. Still the same number of people coming through, high rates of speed.
Very high rates, lady.
Yeah, it seems like they, actually, the mayor made a good point, it seems like they speeding a little heavier, we're starting to see a lot more 65 to 75 mile an hour tickets. It used to be, you know, a little less than that, but it's.
I walked in yesterday or day before, whatever, and Carlissa was on the phone trying her best to explain to somebody why that ticket was $500. Well, if you go over 20 miles over the speed limit, your ticket is $500, that's the top level. Well, they just wouldn't, they wouldn't, you know, they just couldn't believe it. So I'm writing, what I'm doing is I'm writing up a little thing for Carlissa that she's gonna read to them. It says, you know, I don't set the fines, the council sets the fines, and if you have a problem with it, you can talk to the judge. Because, I mean, she's been getting a lot of calls, there've been a lot of 500s. They've come to me a couple of times and, you know, they're going.
If they believe it, long as they pay it.
Yeah, well, they don't wanna pay it. One girl came with her mama today, I told her mama to stay in the lobby because Carlissa told me she ain't giving her a hard time. Told the girl, I said, your mama didn't help you. She was all right, little girl's all right. Okay, correspondence, I'm not aware of any. I have some mayor's report items. First of all, last time I told y'all we did smoke testing for 2 days. Well, they came back another day last week and did some more smoke testing, and we did some camera work. And the only thing we've really found is we found one place at the middle school, which we don't think is the big kahuna, and a couple other small ones, but nothing that would really give us the confidence that we really found the one that we're looking for. However, Friday afternoon, I was coming back from Port Allen, and it seemed like the world was coming to an end and Port Allen was raining so hard. And I got to Brule a little bit later, and it looked like it had rained a lot here. And it turns out it rained 3 inches right here. But, so I went out to the middle school, took my shoes off, my socks off, started walking out in that lake out there looking for a place where the water was getting in the system. And Curtis, who lives back there, flagged me over to his house, and he opened a manhole up, and there wasn't any water in it. And normally, when we get a 3-inch rain, the system fills up with water. So we looked at the run times, and Venzuel ran, but it didn't really get a high level, never got a high level. So I don't know, you know, we don't think we did anything, but then again, it didn't fill up like it normally does. So I don't know, we, you know, we're still looking, but we're hoping for the best. The council's very well aware of this. We're on about a 2-year odyssey. We bought some aerators from a guy that we thought was really good. Make a long story short, we've been to court and he owes us the money back for them. They wouldn't work because the motors would freeze up after the electricity went off. They would collect moisture and they'd freeze up. So we went back to the drawing board, and we got this fella who lives in Louisiana, and he sold 100 of these to people all over the place. I'm not gonna use his name. He comes out last week with his aerators. He said, Sun Electric was out there, he said, this is what I need for you to hook up. You know, he gave us a drawing, everything looked real professional. His aerators looked great, put them in the water, everything went well, plugged them in. Air bubbles everywhere, man, just like we died and went to heaven. Well, we had an electrical failure. Was it Friday or Thursday or something like that? We went out there, and 4 out of the 5 motors are burnt up. 4 out of 5 are burnt up. He can't explain it, we can't explain it, Sun can't explain it, nobody can explain. And the only reason one of them wasn't burnt up is because we accidentally left a plug out of it or something. It was an accident, it was a lucky accident. So now he's back to the drawing board trying to figure out why his aerators motors burnt up. Within the first 48 hours of operation, burnt up. So I don't know, we got some kind of a ghost out there. I'm not exactly sure what his name is, but he sure don't like electric motors. And here we have this electric motor that we bought back, what, 2001? It sits on the bank for our aerator guy, it just runs all day and all night, never stops running, never. It just runs it all, like, I So the difference between this and another, we have not paid him one penny yet. We not gonna collect from this guy. He gonna collect from us this time. So anyway, something's kind of funny. We got a call on Margaret Street. Somebody said the drainage was kind of plugged up. Turns out it was a cypress tree root that had grown all the way down the culvert. And it was big enough that it blocked most of the culvert. So they had to pull the root out of there. That's a first. I never heard that one. But it was interesting. I went to an arson and fire prevention banquet Saturday night. Kenny invited me. It was nice. The food was very good. And I'm sure you read in the paper today about the fire sales tax. I don't have the authority to do anything. I have to get it from the fire board. But I can express my opinion when I want to, and when I've been talking to the board members who are also the council members offline, and you know, there's a lot going on behind the scenes right now. But the bottom line is, we still have a law hanging out there that's really dumb, and until we get that changed, we're not going to really get anywhere. So we're Carol Bourgeois and I have talked extensively about it, and we're both on the same page. So stay tuned. It's going to get more interesting before it gets done. And with that, that's wait. I went to Yellowstone Park a couple weeks ago, and every time I go, I always take pictures of gold medal type stuff or whatever, and kind of, you know, I like to compare things. Now, Kenny, this is the Rapid City, South Dakota Fire Department. Now, look at that. Look at the front of that building. Isn't that nice? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
Very nice.
Well, the only problem is they don't have any fire trucks in there. They've turned that into a bar and grill. And when I went in there, there was about 100 people in there jammed in there, and everyone was drinking beer.
You were there.
Every one of them was drinking beer, but they told me that was less beer consumed now than there was when the fire department was a real fire department. So I can't verify that. Next slide. Y'all will be interested in this. This is in Jackson, Wyoming. In Jackson, Wyoming, the Boy Scouts, after the moose and all that shed their horns, the Boy Scouts go out in the woods and they collect them, and they have a little auction. I guess it's a community auction, community type thing, and the Boy Scouts, they buy the antlers from the Boy Scouts, and some people bring them home, some people give them to friends and relatives, and some people just donate them to the town, and they make these arches. And that's one of them right there. And next slide. Give you an idea of how big these antlers are. That's this finger right here. Gives you an idea what the diameter of the base of that thing is. So there's some nice size pieces of ivory. Next. These cats over there, they're very green. And this is one of their, this is what they consider their art. But I think it's also to tie bicycles up when you're riding and all. They're all over the place around stuff like that, the tire of bicycles. No, we don't have a lot of that over here. Next. Now, I tried to capture the size of this can. Go to the other one to see the other one. But this can is at least three times the size of the ones that we have. Now, I'm assuming, I may be wrong, but I'm assuming this may be industrial size or whatever for business. But they have these things all over the place, and they're very big. But they apparently pick up, you know, a whole lot more garbage with one sweep of the worm than we do. Next. I don't know what that is. This guy right here is the mayor. My name is Mark Barron. He's the mayor of Jackson, Wyoming. Jackson, Wyoming has the highest cost of living in the United States of America. Everything over there is very expensive. I asked him about his budget and all that stuff, and as hard as that may be for you to believe, the local municipality has to supply health care and all this other stuff to all their citizens. So there, I asked him what his biggest problem was. He said, keeping up with the cost of health care. I said, you mean like insurance for your employees? He said, no, we provide it for everybody. $6,500, something like that. He's a very nice fellow, and he's in his third term, and so he's, you know, we had a nice talk, and I knew he was all right when we got to Jackson at 4:30. I didn't know if the town hall was still open, so I kind of hurried up to get to the town hall and went in there, and just so happened he was late because had a committee meeting. His budget season for him too. And I asked him a few questions, and he looked at me and says, y'all in town for the night? I said, yeah. He said, why don't we go have a beer? I said, oh, now you're talking. I said, I call it good mayor. Let's go. So we went to that place, and my wife was waiting for me outside, so she came with us. But he was a nice fellow, and it was interesting how that budget, they have spent a lot of money. And they're completely, their power is completely hydroelectric, so they don't really have any electricity. You know, they completely tourist. That's their whole thing. It's a beautiful place. Oh yeah, very nice place. Next. And just so y'all would know, I was interested in the local economy. See right here, it says, this is, I can't really read it. That's
Therapist, South Dakota.
Yeah, that's in South Dakota. That's one of the, I just wanted to help them out, help the economy out, so I forced one down while I was there. And the last couple of things I have, I brought some aggregate here. They crush up granite over there. They don't even know what gravel is. And this cup right here, along with all the other cups, this cup is made entirely from plants. And they have compostable plastic cups over there. And what you take and you throw it in the compost, and it'll deteriorate just like a vegetable will in hemp, which I never heard of, you know. So I brought one back as a show and tell. And that's it. Anybody have a remarks or personal privilege? Anyone? What happened to Pee-wee?
Yep. I don't know. He told me that somebody would be here from the parish.
Yeah.
You must be you.
Somebody else from the parish. And I guess I got egg on my face.
I knew it.
I was told he will be here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we exchanged emails, and they said it.
And he told me he was going to have somebody here.
I thought it flashed in my brain today to call him and remind him. I said, no. Go ahead.
That culvert that goes across that pond.
Yeah.
They got a good bit of water feeding that pond out there that's coming out in cans.
As of today, the maintenance supervisor and I are in the process of designing whatever it takes to plug that thing up with concrete.
Because, man, that water...
No, we're going to take care of it. This is a done deal. We're going to do it.
Okay.
We can't get to it from the south side of the road, because where we need to get to it, we'd be compromising the base of the road. It would, you know, would kind of cave in. So Wayne was explaining it to me. So we tried to put limestone and stuff like that to plug it up, but it's not working.
Yeah,
so we're going to come from the other end. We're going to put maybe a couple of feet inside the pipe of form, and then we're going to, you know, fill it up, and we're going to just block it over. Because I don't see any possibility of that thing ever being used by anybody, no matter who develops it or where they develop it. Because, you know, that pond is proven to us that it fills up on its own. It doesn't need any help. So we're going to get rid of it. I'm not saying it's tomorrow, but we're going to get rid of it. I told him this week, last week, I said, this is it.
You know, have y'all looked at that? David was telling me he did a lot more water back to his house on that ditch.
David who?
I found him.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on how much rain you get. Yeah. I don't know how you tell that. Anyway. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
No, I think that's good.
Good. Cool.
That's good.
I worked at a concrete plant for about 4 years.
Introduce yourself. So
the
lady who's doing the note, the meeting minutes, turns off the recording. She's not here. Just Elton Higginbotham, that's all.
And I know what concrete does is, and I know what gypsum is. And it's a clay loam, which is consisting of hydrous calcium sulfate, which is radioactive, may cause itchy, water eyes, itchy nose, or throat, no long-term effects on the dust. My little grandson was playing out there the other day, and for about a week he had his throat was bothering. I had to take him to the doctor and found out, give him some medicine to cure it up. One resident's got the dust in the house, and I was told that he'll never put something out there that smells. He got a load of cow manure out there now. And I tried to contact a few people to come smell it, but I never could get in contact with them. But this is the sample I got, and that's not concrete. That's just down to. It's going to cost me $350 to get it analyzed.
That's it. Anyone else? Ross, personal privilege.
I have some people I want to recognize for helping us with the May 20th ceremony. We presented Town of Brule landmark plaques for the church properties, and also invited the Watson family and the Fassan family to attend because they received theirs at an earlier council meeting. And I want to thank the town hall staff, Debbie, Patricia, and Carlessa, who helped get everything set up, and the people who helped with serving that day were Ruth Landry, Brenda Gomez, and Rosa Stelly. And we had at least 55 people here for that ceremony. So we appreciate the help that people give us when we try to have events to recognize our history.
Good event, and we always appreciate you pulling that stuff together for us. Anyone else? Remarks or personal privilege? Okay. Announcements, town hall will be closed Wednesday, July 4th, Independence Day. With that, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Move Mr. Nisla, second by Mr. Olin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Aye.
717.
Yeah, you can hold this phone.